you know, that's like We Energies at Oak Creek. Their coal dust was a nuisance, and they took it and are paying for everything to put a big fence around it and everything so the coal dust don't get out. And then there's one in Cudahy that they, it was noise and it was a nuisance, and they had it corrected too. They made them correct it. And the city or citizens didn't have to pay it. It's the one that owns the businesses pays for all that. So that's my, I just feel that.
Well, surveys, a surveyor has to put their license on the line. So I don't think it's Mike himself doing the survey, is it? Because he's not a surveyor. So it is a surveyor doing the survey.
And well, I definitely think somebody should.
Are you going to do that? I just have to be notified.
Let me do that.
I know that there's a desire for, you know, a lot of people to be out there. We're going to come and go up against quarry and meeting posting issues if we all try to do that. And so we should probably make a determination on who we want to be out there, because with this small of a committee, I don't know if even two people, we'd have to get an opinion from Jesse.
As long as you don't have three, you're okay.
Typically, that is correct, but this is a smaller committee, so I don't know where a walking quorum starts in with that. So, as long as we can get an opinion from the city attorney that two are allowed, I'm fine with that. But if we can't, do you want to have, do you have an opinion on which one you'd rather have if the city attorney says no, two is a walking? This committee doesn't matter. Right.
Okay. What about an ad hoc committee of a citizen?
Yeah, I guess as long as it's okay with me, you know. They can say no, we don't want to be on our property.
Center line. So why would it?
Well, then you got to stand at the center line, and then you have to take the survey marker over to the quarry wall, and
about 850 feet, 650 feet. You know how close you go to the quarry.
Yeah, it's still within
quarry limits.
Quarry.
I've had people ask me so many times about Drexel that it's not 850 feet. And nobody listened to me, so I guess it's kind of a big thing to me that we get it settled and do it right. So the neighbors all are satisfied.
I'm fine with one quarry member and one citizen member, and that way we don't have to be concerned about a walking quorum. We do it that way. Okay, so the motion is that one committee member and one citizen member. Okay.
A citizen member of this committee or a citizen member from
define who that committee member is, or do you want to leave that open? He's saying it's just a motion, so he can let the surveyor know and to remind us. They take people down into the quarry by the busloads during
right,
the 4th
right.
of July, and I've been down there with a citizen in the past.
Yeah, I just wanted to cover all the bases because, you know, if you get the motion passed, but then somebody says, well, wait a minute, you can't cover the citizen member with insurance if something happens.
Well, then they'd have to call off all their 4th of July busloads as well. When the point comes, are we going to just do it based on availability of one of the members, or do you want to determine which member you want to go down there from this committee? Because I think we need a direction. Do you want to go down there, Alderman Barber? Do you want to be present or not? Okay. And I would as well. So now it comes down to the date. And Alderman Barber and I are both available. We don't know what you would like us to do or which one you would like. So I think the motion needs to further define who the people are with flexibility for an alternative member.
I would amend my motion to include those points that the two members of the committee that have volunteered, depending on their schedules and flexibility and when the survey is scheduled.
So then when it comes down to it, the two of us pull a straw the day of, this isn't difficult. I'm not going to volunteer myself and say I'm going to be there. I am asking the committee. You have two aldermen that are willing to do this. I don't want to force myself into the position, and I don't want to force Alderman Barber into the position. I want this to be a unanimous decision. We're both willing to go. We will check our schedules. But we need one of us to be the point person and one of us to be the alternate. So I would like a nomination for the person that you would like to be the point person.
Can I ask Alderman Barber if he would be willing to be first in line?
Okay. We have a second to that. Okay. And I will be the alternative. Okay. Now the motion is clear.
Clearer.
Now we need a citizen.
Oh, the citizens can pick one and let us know. We don't have to. That can be anything. So probably be Jill.
Oh, well,
are
you
okay?
We voted you.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I just ask for some clarity on one line? What do you see as our role in doing that? Is it to observe the process? Or, I mean, we don't have any surveying skills, obviously. Is that we're going to be asked to observe it and ask questions about what they're doing in the process? Is that what you see? Is that accomplishing?
I would think when you talk to the surveyor, he's going to say, I'm going to start from this point, and here's how I'm going to measure it. And if that's...
I would like to see, if I were going down there, I would like to see just how much of that is actually erosion and how much of that is moving rock. You know, if you're in the blasting area and we can see it on the map, I'm interested in seeing this area and seeing, okay, are they really moving around in here? Is that a wall or not? Or, you know,
go by the wall.
Right, where they said it's erosion and it's just gravel and it's in the buffer. I would like to know the status of the buffer and what they're doing in the buffer and what they're allowed to do in the buffer and what they shouldn't be doing in the buffer. Because the point is to look from the center line to where they can no longer have an active area. And if they're in that 650 feet or that 850 feet, that's the whole reason for the survey. So that's what you should be looking for. Mr. Deedle, are they allowed to do just anything in the buffer? Any quarry activity in the buffer?
I believe they do.
They can put roads in the buffer?
Then they have to do a site plan.
Okay, so if there's roads in the buffer, it would be outside of the PDD? I mean, these are the things we need to know when we're going down there and looking.
It could be outside the PDD.
Sure.
Good question, then. Because Jesse said it has to strictly go by the wall. It cannot go outside of that wall. And I don't know if I brought along, but he quoted it, and it was he's quoted that all the time.
I actually have the. This is an approved summarization of the city attorney's memo of January
11, 2017.
Right. The memo advises that the extraction area boundary is from the center line of 51st Street out 650 feet and that no limestone shall be extracted from within the 650 feet. It further advises that where the center line is now or was is an engineering. So, he says no limestone shall be extracted from when within that 650 feet. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Deedle, would you read back the motion?
Motion to direct one committee member and one neighbor.
All those in favor?
Wait. The group nominated Jill, do you want to add that into the motion? That's your nomination. Yeah, Jill part of that.
Now she be the citizen you're going to say it now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries.
And I would think everything is flexible as far as the scheduling goes.
That is the survey issue. We have the letter regarding the complaint issue. Mr. Deedle, do you have any idea when you might be able to get around to that? A draft started?
Yes, anything you can do to help just use it along.
All right. My plate's pretty full too, and I've got a couple other drafts on that. Okay, we'll see what I can do about getting that so we can get that out. And the other motion is pretty much covered, and then. Deadline on that is in June. It could come forward sooner, but I'm not expecting that it will. Let's see. So then we did put items 9 and 10 from the council action sheet on hold because we had a lot of discussion on the two other items, and we felt that would have been a little too much for the council to take up that evening. Nine is the item from, or the update from the Common Council on the content and status of the reclamation plan. And we had said that it would be, we would take those off and bring them forward second meeting in March. How was that? Or when did we say we were going to bring them? Recommends, nine and ten. It just says 9 and 10 be addressed at a future council. So it's not the, it's not the very next meeting. We have time to put that together. So number 10 is review the Quarry Monitoring Committee appointments in consideration of adding interested citizen members. So we have the date. I would suggest that we bring 9 and 10 forward at the same time when the quarry commitment, right after the date of the quarry appointments expire. And then we can bring forward the reclamation plan at that date and item 10 with the quarry monitoring appointments at that date. And we believe that to be in May, right? I know mine comes up sooner than that. I think it's me. Anybody have a quicker look on that than I can? No, I'm just going on the scene. Are you able to look that up, Jill? That would be helpful, yes.
Yeah, it says for Kristen, expiration 4/16/19. For Mike Barber, 4/17/20. For Andrew Ruffing, 5/31/19. For Fred Nipple, 5/31/21.
Okay, so mine's the first one. Mine expires on the 16th, and Andrew Ruffing expires on May 31st.
Correct.
So, Mr. Deedle, let's shoot for the meeting after May 31st. Probably would be the first meeting in June. Follow that up with the city attorney's opinion, which will be coming on the second meeting. No, this is, these go back to council. These are the items that were on the action sheet that we didn't take back to council, that were directed to come back to council, but we held them off. There's nothing for us to discuss really about the appointments. That's a mayoral action. And then number 9 is the reclamation plan, which we've been over and over, and it's been sitting there done. And yes. No, it's completed. It just has to go to council. And I think the council really should just direct it to go to the Plan Commission, because the Plan Commission is
that overlooks the
provided input along the entire way. Are you not happy with the document that we said we were finished with?
I think the last thing we could do is we get input.
They gave input through the entire process. They sat at the table with us and gave way more input than I was comfortable with. No, we already did.
I was in there.
We already put all of Pena Nolan's comments in there. In fact, they got more comments in that document than we did.
I just wonder what the status was of where it was left off.
I don't think, you know, they'll have their opportunity at the public hearing to give their comments along with the public record.
Their status
is included. No. Mr. Yule, all the comments were made. So reclamation plan, first meeting in June, for appointments from the committee with recommendation, first meeting in June. Do you want to, as a committee, make a recommendation for the June regarding the quarry appointments? I personally would like to make a recommendation that the mayor appoint Jill Erickson to the committee.
I would make a motion that the mayor be requested to increase the size of this committee by one more citizen member.
Well, that would be.
But wouldn't the mayor?
No, he. What the request is that Andrew's term expires on.
Okay.
Right, and it so we're the motion. Would be that we would request that the mayor appoint Jill Erickson in the expiring term for Andy Ruffin. That would be the appropriate motion.
I would recommend that Jill be appointed to that position.
That's fine. So the motion is that the recommendation is for Jill Erickson to be appointed as the mayoral appointment to the Core Monitor Committee. Is there a second? Is there a second? Okay. Any discussion?
Yes. That's in the mayor's purview to do that, right?
Well, it's the mayor who makes his own appointment.
Yeah.
We
can.
I'm not saying maybe it's a suggestion that we.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a suggestion or a recommendation. We're a recommending body. He can throw our recommendation out. I mean, the word suggestion, recommendation, we're talking about right. So we have a motion on the floor.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So that recommendation will go with that item, with the reclamation plan and then item 10 for June, the first meeting of June. What is the first meeting? It should be June 4th. So ideally, there should be two quarry monitoring committee items on the June 4th Common Council meeting, one being the reclamation plan and one being a recommendation for Jill to be appointed to the